Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tracy Eden. He's with the Commercial Finance Group. They're an organization that they specialize in helping small business owners get the capital they need, and more on an incremental basis, on an asset based transactional basis, right, Tracy? That's how you're different from say a bank.
Correct. Oh yeah. No, we come in typically it's a year or 6 month relationship, and again we look at it from what the game plan is with the ownership. You know,
would it be inappropriate to call what you guys do bridge loans for small businesses?
I would throw that into a different category, because in a loan you're truly the borrower is taking debt on,
right?
And typically that bridge loan is based on kind of a story, for lack of a better
word. Right. So maybe bridge capital, maybe not a loan then, but are you, so
bridge
you,
capital.
So my question is, do you object to the word bridge or the word loan?
Bridge.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It is a way to bridge their working capital need.
Right.
And there's several ways to accomplish it, but, there's two products we bring to market, and that companies will find out there. Factoring is very transactional based, and it is.
Tell the audience. Remind the audience what you've told us before, but remind them what factoring means.
Factoring is the sale of your accounts receivable to a finance company for cash.
So I have a $10,000 transaction here. I bring you a contract. I've got to go buy the goods to deliver on the contract. I'll get paid in 45 days. I don't have the capital to buy to make the payroll and buy the products, to the raw materials. I bring it to you. You give me some percentage of that 10 day one, and I take that money. And at the end, you wind up getting a percentage of it.
Right. Well, typically if you need the capital to complete the order, that's a step before us, which is purchase order financing.
Okay.
If you've got the goods and you've delivered the product, or it's in transit, at that point you've got a receivable. Your terms are freight on board,
right,
to the customer. So as the goods are on the way to Walmart, you can generate an invoice. And if you need that capital in order to keep the goods coming, you're able to pledge that, sell it to a factor. The factor pays you a high advance rate, 85-90%. And then when the invoice pays from Walmart, they pay to a factor's lockbox. The factor takes his discount and remits the difference back.
Which is typically how much on an annualized basis?
Well, it's a discount, so you would basically be paying somewhere between 1.5% and 3% of your sales that you factor.
Okay.
Is what the discount would be. And there's a broader range than that, depending on the size of the company and the,
right,
and the factoring company.
But the good news is the factor comes in and the factor goes away.
Right. Right.
And it's not really debt, because it's based on an underlying asset, a transactional asset.
Exactly.
Some kind of a contract, an inventory, a receivable of some kind.
And the other element, financing element, is more of a receivable asset-based line of credit, which could be receivables and inventory, or just inventory, and that is a loan.
Right.
So you
and
are.
And that's not based.
That,
that now, now we're getting closer to a bank type of relationship.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's still a transitional point for companies that, because not a lot of banks. I think if you Google this, you'll find there are more and more banks looking at this and how do we get into it. There's not a lot of banks
into factoring or
into both.
Yeah, into asset
both.
Based lending. Yeah, well, asset based lending is a discipline. You have to know how to do that. And most
Definitely.
Small banks are not good at that. They'll admit that.
Yeah. It is a challenge, which is the other thing we try to do is we partnered with some banks that have participated with us. They let us lead the loan, let us manage and oversee the collateral, and they participate in the loan.
If I've got a small business, Tracy, and I'm trying to grow capital and I'm not having a great time with the banking situation, If I called your company, do you have people that can sort of take me by the hand and lead me through this?
Yes. We've got 15 people throughout the U.S. that all have very substantial experience in the financial market.
And would they understand regional issues as well?
They're definitely spread out throughout the whole country.
Okay. All right. So, folks, check it out. I mean, this is give us the website again, Tracy.
www.cfgroup.net.
Cfgroup.net. Start there, folks, and see what you think. And, check around with a couple of folks and see what you're comfortable with. But these are opportunities out there that, that can help you grow your business. Tracy Eden, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
See you later. Quick break. Back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.